Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, December 6th. Start of a brand new week here. Tomorrow's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. It's also the day then that the there is supposed to be this big bank out taking place in France and England and probably a lot of other countries across Europe here, where people are basically going to take their money out of the bank for the one day to send a message to the bankers that people are much more important than money. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But I'd like to start out right now, first of all, by welcoming our brand new audience. As of today, the first hour of my program here is being carried over WWCR shortwave radio, 13.845 megahertz. And I want to welcome all the new listeners and basically let you know this is the radio adjunct to the website whatreallyhappened.com. My name is Michael Rivero. I'm your host, and we're broadcasting here from RBN. If you'd like to join us on the air during the program and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, our phone number toll-free is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Manny is in the control room twiddling the dials and otherwise keeping us out of trouble as we continue our little broadcast experiment here. Now, unfortunately, due to one of those cosmic ironies that happens, if you go to our website today, whatreallyhappened.com, there may be some issues. We're in the middle of upgrading to a much larger, more powerful server. Our readership continues to grow. And between the exploding readership and having to fend off the hackers, our old server basically was starting to wheeze and gasp and really looking at us with this very pitiful look in its eyes. So we decided to have it put down, and we're getting a brand new server. And so for the moment, new posts are not allowed. I think you can still see the server. The chat room for the members is open. There's also a chat room over at Justin TV, which is carrying our little video adjunct there for the moment, so you can go and start exploring and find out what's going on. All right, I think probably the biggest story over this last weekend has to do with Helen Thomas, who is sort of the diva, if you will, of the White House press corps, or she was. And she has been at the White House for many, many years. She had a seat down front. She was basically very well respected and highly regarded. She was also very critical of Israel's politics. And her downfall appears to have begun during Barack Obama's first press conference as President of the United States, in which Helen Thomas asked him point blank, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? Barack Obama, of course, did not actually answer the question Helen Thomas asked. He danced around a bit and he talked about nuclear proliferation and how, you know, we must keep Iran from having nuclear weapons, but he never actually answered the question. And of course, the answer to the question, what nation in the Middle East has nuclear weapons right now? The answer is Israel. But Obama cannot admit to that, or that makes all the billions of dollars that has been taken from the American people and given to Israel, it makes it a crime under U.S. government law. Because of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, it is illegal for the U.S. government to take money from you and give it to any nation that has nuclear weapons, that refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as Israel has done, and refuses to allow IAEA inspections, as Israel continues to do. There's also the Glenn Act that covers that. So Obama really could not answer that question. And I guess asking that question, having the temerity to ask a question regarding nuclear arms in the Middle East, basically put Helen in the crosshairs of Israel supporters in the United States. And they basically set her up for a sting. They asked her a direct question. She gave a direct, honest answer. They got it on videotape, put it on TV, and basically drove her out of her job. Well, that's not the end of it. And now, as a total measure of the fury that has been unleashed against this woman for basically asking a very reasonable question, when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be getting into it. You know, the ADL is not happy with having taken this woman's career away from her. They're out to destroy her reputation. They may have hoisted with their own petard with this last situation. So we're going to take a break here. The music should be starting. There's the music, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Helen Thomas, who was the dean of the White House Press Corps for year upon year upon year upon year. Very highly respected. Won all kinds of awards and everything until she dared to ask questions that Israel did not like, and then her fate was sealed, and she was basically set up, covertly recorded with a video recorder, making a direct answer to a direct question regarding Israel and Palestine. And immediately, the ADL and the servile American media cranked up the noise and said, oh, she's an anti-Semite, and she's this, and she's that. And before we go any further, I want to point out something to our listeners. Helen Thomas is Lebanese, both of
this country.
Okay, where did I leave off the conversation? For those of you on Justin TV, we just dropped our connection. Where did I leave off? Okay, wasn't paying attention. All right, we're talking about Helen Thomas, and we're talking about her alumni, Wayne State University, because of Helen Thomas' comment that Israelis are basically controlling the U.S. government and the American media. And we already know that. We have documented how Israel is literally paying out millions of dollars every year to bribe American media reporters to always report the news the way Israel wants it reported. Israel is good. Everybody else is bad. This is why when Israel attacked a U.S. flagged ship in the Mediterranean last May, captured American citizens and murdered one of them, the American media was saying, oh, well, Israel had a right to do that because, after all, they were carrying cookies of mass destruction for the children in Gaza, and we cannot allow that to happen. So Helen Thomas basically came out and said the same thing that virtually the entire alternative media is saying. And Wayne State University has now canceled the journalism award that they named in her honor. So Helen Thomas is calling this a mockery of the First Amendment, and she is absolutely correct. Now, my observation about this award is very simple. When you look at the Freedom Medals and the Oscars and the Nobel Peace Prize and who is getting them, it has become obvious these awards are handed out not for merit, but for obedience. The people who obey the wishes of the power structure are getting the little bits of gold and metal and ribbon to reward them. Here's a cookie, you did good. And also, of course, to build credibility for the gullible masses who think that somebody who gets a Nobel Peace Prize must obviously be working for peace, as President Obama has so aptly demonstrated in these last couple of years here. But as long as you can be brainwashed into thinking that these little bits of metal and ribbon, and these days plastic, mean something, and that you should want to have them, then you're going to be a slave to whatever those who hand out the trinkets want you to think, say, or do. Now, Helen Thomas has come to understand a great truth, and one in which all of you would do well to emulate. The first step in being free of those who would enslave you is to free yourself from wanting what it is they hand out as treats to their favorite pets. The day you're willing to walk away from gratuitous awards or decide that it's just not worth the cushy job and prestige job in media and entertainment, that's the day you stop being a slave. And like Helen Thomas, that is the day you can start telling the world what you honestly think is the truth, to the accompaniment of the whining and screeching of those people who are angry that anybody would dare say no to them. So these awards are handed out, not necessarily to say these are good people getting the awards. I mean, after all, Henry Kissinger got a Nobel Peace Prize. Al Gore got a Nobel Peace Prize. And the courts have already said the film in which he got that prize for is full of lies. So these awards are there to sort of grant an aura of credibility and trustworthiness to people who really don't deserve it. And they're there to help sell the agenda. Oh, this person has a peace prize. I should accept everything they tell to me at face value and never dare question, because after all, they've got that little piece of metal. The metal is magic. Whoever holds the metal, I will believe what they have to say. Now, I am grateful to Wayne State University for ending their Helen Thomas Award, because by the mere act of having done so, Wayne State University proved that award was never worthy of the person it was named for. In claiming that Wayne State encourages free speech and open dialogue and respects diverse viewpoints, at the very same time they punish Helen Thomas for free speech and open dialogue and a diverse viewpoint, Wayne State has not only confirmed everything she said in that Israel is controlling them, it's made itself a laughingstock before the world. And worse, and we've seen this in a lot of other places besides Wayne State, they've demonstrated that American higher education is no longer about higher education. It's not about freedom of inquiry and exchange of ideas. It's deteriorated. It degenerated into conformity and just another pointless and costly fashion accessory purchased on credit and worn to bolster your self-image. These days, a college degree doesn't mean you're a thinker. It means that you can be relied on to obey the status quo. So Helen Thomas no longer has an award named after her, and Helen Thomas does not need an award named after her. In speaking truth to power at the expense of her career, Helen Thomas has firmly established herself, in my opinion, as the Edward R. Murrow of our time. And if you don't know about Edward R. Murrow, you need to study, because that was also a journalist of courage, a man of principle, who, like Helen Thomas, put reporting the truth to the people ahead of every other consideration. So I'm going to applaud Helen Thomas, and I suggest that you do so. And already Israel's propagandists, which we call the megaphonies because of the system they use to coordinate their activities, megaphone. The megaphonies are already out all over any place that's reporting on Helen Thomas. They're in there screaming, she's an anti-Semite. No, she can't be. She's Semitic herself. But they're screaming anti-Semite and Nazi and because they're afraid. They're terrified. The very expensive, complex illusion that has been spun before the eyes of the American people for decades is starting to come apart. And the American people are beginning to understand there is something radically wrong when a foreign nation can attack a U.S. flagged ship in international waters, capture that ship, hijack that ship, kidnap Americans on board, murder one of them in cold blood, 19-year-old kid from New York, lying on the deck, three bullets pumped into his head by the IDF, the Israeli forces, and then have the American media and the American government turn around and say, oh no, that was okay for Israel to do. Israel's allowed to do that anytime they want. Meanwhile, down in Somalia, the Sixth Fleet is killing anybody, any of the Somalians who come and grab the ships. And the Somalians think they have a legitimate reason. They're trying to stop all the toxic dumping on their shores. And so there's this horrendous double standard. I mean, the United States government is out there trying to say, we got to bomb Iran, and we've got to bomb North Korea, and we got to go out and kill all these people because they someday kind of maybe might be a threat down the road. And yet, when we're actually attacked, when our citizens are actually attacked, the U.S. government does nothing. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just had to call in about the Helen Thomas thing, and you're absolutely 100% correct. But the litany of the list of victims of this kind of thing is so huge. What was that Sanchez guy?
CNN, I got bounced off of my last gig because of my politics. You know, I mean, it's they're trying to do it to everybody. Look at what they did to Charlie Sheen. Rosie O'Donnell. The list is endless. It's McCarthyism over again, only this time instead of screaming commie to destroy careers of those who are opposed to the war, they scream anti-Semite, and then they rely on some useful idiot to do their dirty work for them.
Yeah, Norman Finkelstein not getting his tenure, getting bounced from DePaul. There was another CNN or somebody that a lady over the summer, I believe, who on her Facebook or something had said something sympathetic to the Palestinians, and she was fired. Remember that?
Yeah, and it was a personal comment. She didn't say it on CNN in her official
professional role.
You can't
even have a personal comment on your Facebook or you'll get bounced.
And you know what's really absurd?
It is unbelievable.
You know what's really absurd? Peter, every time the Israeli supporters, the shills, the propagandists, the megaphonies, anytime they pull a stunt like this, all they do is prove the point that people like Helen Thomas are making. Israel's fans, supporters, Zionism in the United States are in control of the media and the government. I can criticize the President of the United States and people will say, yes, that validates the First Amendment. But if I criticize Israel, I can and have lost my job in the entertainment industry. And so has Helen Thomas. That tells you who's really in charge of this country. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are continuing with the first hour of our broadcast over Worldwide Christian Radio, shortwave, 13.845 megahertz. And I'm old enough to remember when we called it megacycles. I'm seeing an increase in the number of viewers, both at Justin TV and on the website itself. So I think we're getting an audience in there, and thank you very much for tuning in here. Now, I want to get onto this issue about metal, bullion, and coins as an investment device. As you're probably aware by now, Max Keiser has been encouraging people to buy silver, and with silver going upward in price, it's not a bad idea. Silver dollars, silver bars. And, you know, it's a good way to basically guard against inflation. And every time Ben Bernanke turns on that printing press, your paper dollars are decreasing in value. Quantitative easing has already shaved one third of the value off of these pretty printed pieces of paper. So silver is increasing in value. And the reason Max Keiser is specifically saying to buy silver is because of what are called naked shorts. The big financial companies that are trading precious metals, gold and silver, are engaging in what is called short selling. And some of it is naked short selling. And while that's illegal now, a lot of the contracts that are coming due were signed before naked short selling was made outright illegal. Naked short selling is that you are selling metal that you don't actually have in your possession. And then as the contracts come due, you scramble to get the metal. And basically, the short selling is a way of selling silver at a certain price now. And then you hope that you can manipulate the market so that silver goes down lower so you can buy it cheaper to cover your contract and you can make your money. And the way you drive silver and gold prices down is you sell more of those contracts that are naked shorts, which creates the illusion in the investment community that there's a lot of gold and silver floating around. And market forces will drive down the prices. Well, all of a sudden, we're finding out that those gold and silver paper contracts, those exchange-traded funds, those futures contracts, may not have metal to back them up, which is criminal fraud, and it's also very risky to the traders who are playing these games. And J.P. Morgan Chase apparently is tremendously oversold on silver. They don't have enough silver to cover their contracts that are coming due. The COMEX, the Commodities Exchange, is oversold on both gold and silver. And so Max Keiser is encouraging everybody to buy silver. And, you know, makes a great Christmas present. You buy the little silver coins to get in your little coffee can or under your mattress or wherever you're going to keep these goodies. And already we're seeing the effects of J.P. Morgan getting squeezed because they have to go out and buy silver at its higher prices to cover their contracts. And that means they're losing money hand over fist. And if they cannot find enough silver to cover their contracts, then the lawsuits start flying and J.P. Morgan would be insolvent. So would the COMEX. So what's going on here? And, you know, we're going to, in a future show, look into this situation about Andrew McGuire, who had tried to blow the whistle on the short selling some months ago and then died in a very strange hit-and-run accident. And, of course, if you go back and you look at the way Elliot Spitzer was taken down with his little sex scandal, and yes, he was wrong to be hanging out with prostitutes as a politician, but the way the media went after him at the same time he was trying to call attention to some of the financial fraud that we now all know was really going on shows how much power these financial people have. Now, interestingly enough, and a possible telling indicator, over this last weekend, SilverGoldSilver.com actually ran out of the physical metal, gold and silver. They stopped taking orders last Friday. They may be resuming orders today, but the fact that they basically exhausted their inventory tells you that the physical metal inventories are evaporating. And it's not just investors, because there are industries that use gold and silver, especially silver, and they're out there grabbing as much silver as they can in order to continue their manufacturing operations for the coming year without having to pay a major premium if silver goes back up to Bunker Hunt levels. So, I mean, the Hunt brother levels, I mean. So, as COMEX struggles to clear their contracts in December, they may come up short. Now, I don't know what they may do. We may even wind up in a situation like we had in 1933 where the president says, well, Americans have to turn in their silver and gold for the good of the nation, and we'll give you lots and lots of that pretty printed pieces of paper in exchange for it. But people don't want the paper. You know, we already know that the COMEX is going out to these holders of the long contracts, and they're offering them huge premiums to settle the contracts for Federal Reserve notes or other investment devices and not want the hard metal. But more and more people are saying, I want that metal. That I can hold in my hand. Once that silver coin or gold coin is in your possession, nobody can change the value of it. But if you are relying on these Federal Reserve notes, these pretty printed pieces of paper, the government and the bankers can change the value of that money every time they turn on that printing press switch. It's like magic from the Harry Potter movies. Voldemort waves his wand, and the money you have already worked for and saved is suddenly worth one-third less. So Ben Voldemort is over there, and he's got his hands on that printing press over at the Federal Reserve one more time, and every time he flips that switch, You lose buying power. You're seeing it at the supermarkets already. You're seeing it at the gas stations. Prices aren't going up. The dollar is plunging because it's not in your control. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go right to the phones. We've got Clarence in Oklahoma. Aloha and Osseo. Clarence, what's on your mind today?
Well, just real quick. You're talking about the establishment has their ways of shutting up people who are telling the truth, and it's either they can destroy them personally or in some cases they do kill them.
Yes, they do.
And do you remember the case of Janet Pelfrey, the D.C. madam?
Oh, of course I do. Janet was a friend of the show. We had her on the show many, many times, and she kept on telling us during the interviews if...
Yeah.
She would not commit suicide.
She stated that publicly. And they find her hanging in her mother's garage there in D.C., and the press is all over it for all of one day. And since that, you've never heard a peep.
Well, you need to remember 17 years ago, or 18, I've actually lost track. I've been doing this so long. When I first started my political activism, way, way back in the days of kerosene terminals and steam-powered printers, it all began with the death of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster in the Clinton White House. And just by accident, I was looking at the photos that Reuters was putting out to prove that it was a suicide. And the instant I looked at that, I said, that's not right. It's not real. And, you know, I wasn't trying to be a detective or anything. My business at that time and up until recently was motion picture and television visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tend to automatically evaluate everything I see in terms of, you know, how real does it look? Because that's what I used to get paid for. And I looked at that photo of the gun in Foster's hand, and it just said, it's a fake. It's not only a fake, it's a lousy, sloppy fake. If somebody did that kind of work working for me, I'd fire them. That's how bad it was done. And that kind of got me launched onto this whole situation. I got blacklisted out of Hollywood. We got chased around the Cascades for a while, and it's been kind of a rather dramatic adventure. But yeah, people have been killed, and it's funny you would bring up Palfrey, because you know, over this last weekend, and my wife and I were talking about looking back. You know, it was our anniversary, and we're looking back over our history, and I started thinking about all the people I've known through the years involved in the Patriot Movement who are no longer with us through these very suspicious circumstances, like this guy who tried to blow the whistle on the silver shorting, and he and his wife are killed in a strange hit and run, Dr. David Kelly, they're now finally having to hem and haw and say, well, yeah, I guess the official story really wasn't true. So, yeah, a lot of people have been killed.
Yeah, what I discussed this with my sister. I'm retired from the federal government. She still has 3 years to go, unfortunately. But there was a lady, now where I'm going, there was a lady who was head of the small business office at our local federal installation who a couple of years ago showed up dead.
Mm-hmm.
Out near one of the major lakes across the city from me in a backwater, nude, face down in the water. The police reported the basic facts. After that, they've heard nothing. Her car was found about a half a mile away, had her identification cards, all that kind of stuff. It was left there. But she had been shot
yeah.
in the back of the head. And so that tells me that the federal government is capable of, well, any of these organizations and their minions, they're capable of anything at any time, and they will use whatever means they consider best. And if they can, and real quick, and I'll leave it at this, this is one thing my sister brought out that made sense to me. Women, consider the way people commit suicide, men and women. Men
yes.
usually shoot themselves. Women usually use pills. But hanging themselves, that's highly unusual.
Well, it is, and I got, I had a whistleblower send me a file from the FBI basically saying that Palfrey, there was a trauma to the back of her skull, so she'd been cracked over the back of her head, and then they hung her up to make it,
look,
you know,
like
look like a suicide.
Yeah, and it's just too bad that, you know, they just, the media shuts that down, it'll go away, and the government gets away with all, and the evil.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Okay,
all right,
okay,
Clarence,
thanks a lot then. Yeah.
All right, got to let you go. Thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to get back here to the economic situation because obviously America's wallets are the most important story going on right now. Richard Fisher, Federal Reserve president, says even we cannot print enough money to compete with the borrowing coming from the United States Treasury. In other words, because of legal limits on the Federal Reserve. The Treasury is having to borrow so much money to float the government along. Even the Federal Reserve can't give them enough. The spending is completely out of control. Two new squadrons of F-35s for Israel, these ongoing wars. They're talking about starting a new war with North Korea and with China. And we all understand what this is about. The U.S. government has completely mismanaged the United States of America onto the edge of a cliff, and they're hoping if they can start a new world war, they'll be able to get out of the mess because they got away with it twice before. The U.S. government got out of the crash of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash in 1929 by getting into World War II. Here we are in the crash of 2007. Things are getting worse, and look how hard the U.S. government is trying to start wars with anybody. We're already in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia. They're talking about going in to North Korea. They're still trying to figure out a way they can sell you a war with Iran. They're even making stink face at China right now because, you know, I guess the theory is let's go murder the people we owe the money to and that'll make the economy okay. There was that proxy war in Georgia and Ossetia a short while back that really didn't go anywhere. That one fizzled before they could get a really good war going there. But that's what's going on there. The country is bankrupt, and rather than man up and admit that they have messed up this entire country through fraud and corruption, the government is hoping to start a war so that everybody will rally around the flag and forget all about the mismanagement. Forget about how the Securities Exchange Commission let Bernie Madoff with the loot screw his own investors for $65 billion across 12 years. Forget about all the The way the Minerals Management Service just completely ignored enforcement of safety regulations leading to the Gulf oil disaster. We'll forget about the fact that last July, the Obama administration tried to take the oil disaster out of the campaign season by claiming the oil had magically all gone away. Now we know, of course, they were lying about that. Saddam's nuclear bombs that didn't exist, and on and on and on and on. The government is clearly broken. They're not ready to resign or abdicate, so they're going to try and get up a war in the hopes that you will just forget all about the horror that has been visited on you by political and financial corruption, and you'll salute the flag and throw your money and your children's lives at whoever the designated enemy happens to be this week. And I think because of the alternative media and the blogosphere and shortwave radio getting the word out, we already know that the corporate media has lost their war for the minds of America. Their viewership is down. Their readership is down. Every day you read about more of the paper newspapers going out of business. Right now, more than half of Americans come to the blogosphere for their political news to find out what's going on. And the government's in a panic. That's, why I think this whole Julian Assange WikiLeaks is kind of a manufactured fraud. They're trying to basically create a blogosphere wrapper for the same lies and propaganda we've been getting from the corporate media in the hope that, well, you won't believe it from the TV networks, but you'll believe it because it's from Julian Assange. Caller called in and said Andrew McGuire did not die in the car accident, the hit and run. He was only injured, but the timing between that and his attempt to blow the whistle on the silver short selling was definitely very suspicious there. Now, probably in the corporate media, you have been hearing over and over and over again how the big banks have paid back all these government bailouts and subsidies. Remember all the way back in the end of 2008 when TARP was being forced through the Congress and the American people, 9-1, were telling Congress, do not use public money to save Wall Street from its own greed and recklessness and stupidity. And Congress went ahead and put through TARP anyway. The reason is simple. Members of Congress are very wealthy, and they are personally invested in these financial institutions that had bought into these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and they were like hugely in debt and on the verge of collapsing. And so Congress said, well, we'll just take money from the American people, and we'll give it to these financial institutions to prop them up and recapitalize so that they won't collapse and our own personal fortunes are protected. Congress protected their own investments on your back. That's what TARP was all about. Then they turn around and say, well, don't worry, you'll make your money back. You'll make it all back. It'll show a profit. See, this will be a good deal. Then we find out last week that the government is now trying to sell their stake in General Motors, and they're not interested in a profit. They're actually losing money hand over fist, but they want to get out of it before they lose any more. And now we're finding out ProPublica has been maintaining a list of bailout recipients, money in and money out. And basically, of the original $600 million from the original TARP fund that was handed out to all these banks as direct capital injections, only $220 billion has come back. And those are some really, really big numbers. Basically, less than half has been paid back. So TARP, you know, is still deeply underwater. It didn't make money. And ultimately, the losses from all of these bailout programs are going to be handed to the American people as future taxes. Okay, what we found out a week ago, remember right about the same time TARP was going out and they were talking about, you know, $800 billion, and then we find out the Federal Reserve is handing out trillions of dollars and wouldn't tell anybody where they went. Until finally a banking law change forced them to make that information public last week. And what we found out is all these trillions of dollars the Federal Reserve is printing up and handing out were going not only to American banks and financial institutions, but to European banks to buy back these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities everybody was getting rich on about 5-6 years ago. And this led us to the realization that the reason the government, the reason Barack Obama did not reverse the tax credits that encouraged corporations to offshore high-paying American jobs was really very simple when you think about it. If the government takes away your high-paying jobs, it takes away your ability to pay your mortgage, and that makes it easier for the banks to come in and start foreclosing on properties. The banks can then take those properties and put them on their balance sheets to offset all the money they've had to spend buying back those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities you've been hearing about. So the government took away your jobs so the banks could take the houses and use the houses to cover the losses from covering the mortgage-backed security fraud. Those bankers should be in jail. And instead, they're walking around free and clear. And not only that, they're pocketing record bonuses this Christmas season for how clever they handled the situation. I mean, we're looking basically at a wealth confiscation program. It's very, very similar to what Franklin Roosevelt did in 1933. When he went out to the American people and said, you got to turn in your gold. Turn in your real metallic gold. We'll give you a whole bunch of these pretty printed pieces of paper, and all will be well. Well, obviously, the U.S. federal government could not go out to 60 million Americans and say, we got to take your houses and give them to the banks, because that would have started the shooting. So by getting rid of the jobs, they made it impossible for Americans to hang on to their homes, and the banks came in and took the homes, put them on the balance sheet. Hey, we're still solvent. We're still doing a really good business over here. So it's wealth confiscation, but it's set up in such a way to trick the American people into thinking that it's their own fault that they lost their homes. And it isn't. It was an intentional looting of the only real valuable assets left in this country. The factories are all gone and shut down. The money is worthless. The property, the real estate, is what is really of value in the United States. And the banks needed to grab it, or they were going to go and solve it. That's why you had all these fraudulent foreclosures and the foreclosure mills, and nobody's paying attention to the paperwork. It's a land grab. It is a government-sanctioned land grab. And don't forget, the government baited new homeowners into the scam with that $8,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit. That lured people in who were already borderline on the mortgage. That's why the mortgages are being handed out to people that couldn't pay it. They didn't intend for them to pay it. They intended to take the house and put it on the bank's balance sheet in order to cover all the trillions of dollars that was being sent off to these banks around the world, Australia, Europe, that had bought these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities once the fraud became known. The banks of Europe, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, all threatened to go public and said Wall Street has been selling mortgage-backed securities where the collateral was oversubscribed. In some cases, there was no collateral at all coming out of Countrywide. And it was a huge, huge scandal. It's the financial swindle of the biggest financial swindle in the nation's history. And they almost got away with it, but they didn't. They didn't. And now the banks are making good on the bad paper, and they're forcing you to pay for it all. That's what's going on here. All righty, let's see. Gallup just ran a poll asking Americans what kind of professionals they think are the most honest and ethical. U.S. congressmen were seen as the least honest and most unethical people in America today. This is called a study in foregone conclusions, like we really needed to spend money on a poll to find that out. All righty here. Now, the state governments are in serious financial trouble. A lot of it has to do with entitlement programs. A lot of those entitlement programs are tied in with the problem of illegal immigration that Obama doesn't want to seem to address at all. And before we go to the break here, I'm going to jump ahead here for the benefit of our shortwave audience that we're going to lose here in about another 15 minutes. I just want to point out the story that came across my desk just before we went to airtime. In Santa Barbara, California, over the weekend, the 31st homeless person froze to death in Santa Barbara, California. And the reason I bring this up is twofold. First of all those people out there down in Cancun screaming that the earth is getting warmer and you got to pay a carbon tax, nonsense. We're in our second harsh winter in a row. This one's going to be worse than the last one. And Americans who had their homes taken away from them in order to prop up the banks in the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security fraud, they're going to be freezing to death all across our nation. 31 so far just in Santa Barbara, California. And every one of those dead people is an indictment of our nation's financial system, of Wall Street fraud, and of a federal government that had to make a choice between taking care of the people and taking care of the money, and very clearly has chosen to side with the money. We had a member of Congress about a month ago when they were talking about the fraudulent foreclosures, and he said, We can either realistically deal with the foreclosure problem or we can preserve the bank's capital structure. We cannot do both. Clearly, at this point, we can see which way the U.S. federal government wants to go. They're going to protect the banks. The banks, the money, are considered far more important than the American people. All right. All right, we've got about another 30 seconds before the end of the break here, and just to sort of pick up on this global warming situation for the benefit of our shortwave audience, the UK Met Office has finally officially admitted that all the dire warnings about rising seas were wrong. Remember back in 2000, the Hadley CRU said snow will be a thing of the past, and now they got record snow in Great Britain. They were lying. They wanted carbon taxes. They wanted your money and obedience and a global government. They're not going to get it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. This is our last segment with our WWCR shortwave audience, and I want to basically end it with a reminder that tomorrow we need to be keeping an eye on Europe and its banking system. Former French soccer star Eric Cantona, who has now become a political activist, he is organizing, calling for a bank-run protest. in that he is encouraging the people of France tomorrow to basically go to their banks and pull out all their money, all on the same day, as a way of sending a message that the people of France are tired of being starved in order to make the bankers fatter. All across Europe and the European Union, we are seeing these protests where we have this insane central bank system that is not designed for the benefit of the people of those nations. It's designed for the personal profit of the bankers. When you went to school, you were probably taught that the Federal Reserve is the way things are supposed to be, but it isn't. It's not the way the United States was started. The United States was started with no private central bank at all. The government printed up the money, spent it into circulation. It operated through the circulation free of interest and was taxed back to the government. And that was a very revolutionary way to run an economy, and it worked very well. And very quickly, the United States and its population enjoyed one of the highest living standards on earth. But you know, there's nothing that annoys a banker more than seeing people with money and a high standard of living. And we've had three of these private central banks in the United States brought into being through corruption in high places, and all three have brought this nation to the edge of ruin. The current one is called the Federal Reserve, and the problem with any private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, whether the United States or in Europe, is really very simple. The instant that first paper note goes into circulation as a loan from that private central bank, more money is owed to that bank than is actually in existence. The debt can never be paid off. It's enslavement. There's no way you can ever be free. It's like a company town. The only way that the interest on old money can get paid off is to find larger and larger pools of new borrowers to justify the creation of new money that circulates through the economy and is used to pay the interest on the old money. That's why they have to talk about the growth of the economy. They use the word growth to fool you, to make you think it's a good thing. You think, growth. Growth is good, right? No. What they're talking about is growth in the total debt, the total aggregate debt. And when you, and it's a pyramid system for that very reason. And when you run out of new borrowers, when nobody can be found to borrow more money, to generate new money, to pay the interest on the old money, the whole pyramid collapses, which is exactly what's going on here and in Europe. And the bankers have instituted a system designed to ultimately fail, and now they're trying to drop the costs of that failure they designed onto the people of the world. And the Europeans are standing up and saying, no, we're not going to go along with it. We did not create this mess. We didn't agree with this mess. We certainly didn't agree to a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. You, the government, got into this mess without our permission. You, the government, can get out of it without our help. Or, as was the case in Iceland, not. Where they have completely changed their government. They're writing a whole new constitution, they've hit the reset button, and they're getting ready to start all over again. So anyway, Eric Cantona is saying, take your money out of the bank. Apparently people in England are going to do the same thing in sympathy. It might spread all over the continent. We really don't know. In general, especially with the light of that computer failure they had in the Australian banks a week ago, you should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your bills. The rest you should have under your own control. Because that way, the bankers and the government cannot mess with you by shutting off the ATMs, as the law already says they're allowed to do. Okay, that's it for hour number one. So long to our shortwave audience. Sorry that you can't stick with us for hour number two, and we'll be back after the station identification.
It's true.